Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh-Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down
at the Roundtable.
Since it is 7 now,
okay.
Why don't I go ahead and start sharing some of our images, which we'll just kind of scroll through.
Yeah, and I would like to say something about the images, because those of you who have, you know, submitted images or been involved in this publication before know that I love to put images in between every two or three prose poetry, you know, pieces. I love to have images in there. And we got some great images this year, and I want to make sure that you guys can see them really well and everything, because mainly because the print process doesn't do them justice. There are a lot of pieces in the book that are absolutely gorgeous in digital images, like what you'll see tonight on the screen, and they may not look that great in the printed book, but I hope you guys can appreciate the artistry that and the talent that so many of our image submissions that we have tonight to share with you. So Sarah E., you want to take it away and...
Absolutely. Yeah, so we'll just linger for a little bit on each image.
Oh, that's one of mine. Ha ha.
That is.
Mine are just filler ones. This is a beautiful, this one's by our artist friend, Jerry Dreesen, and it's painted on wood. It's on a wooden panel, and it's just really lovely. And it's one of those things where you can't, the printed version, you don't really see that wood grain and the detail of his painting quite as much as you see in that digital image. So really, his work is so beautiful. That's just one of my photos.
And I'm not sure if Alice mentioned yet, but most folks will be muted during the presentations just so we don't get that kind of weird sound bleed. But absolutely in the Q&A portion at the end, and when we just gather as, you know, fellow artists and discuss whatever we want to discuss, do feel free to unmute yourselves then. Also feel free at any point during the evening to drop things into the chat box. We will be trying to monitor that as we go along. You might just want to give some praise to the different things that you're seeing today. One of the things that we miss from doing things live is being able to do that community, and, you know, just give some good source of positive encouragement to your fellow artists. So feel free to do so in the chat.
Yeah, and I also want to say something else about images for those of you who are new to the publication. Our images category is for images that were submitted by themselves. If, like, a lot of times people will send in kind of a memoir story or something, and there might be a photo that goes with that. That image wouldn't count towards the images category. So in the future, we love a lot of images. So don't be shy to send in images without any kind of written accompaniment. Okay. We definitely like just images, because we have a whole category for that. And we got some really good ones this year. They're really cool. Sarah E., I just love yours. That's just great.
Something that I enjoy about this is that I'm primarily a writer, so it was just kind of fun to experiment with a different art form.
Yeah. Kitty, I love this one that you sent in. I think that's just, that guy just looks kind of stumped, like, huh? You know? So I hope you'll talk to us about that one a little bit in the Q&A and let us know if there's a story behind that one, because I thought it was kind of a fun image.
Yeah, speaking of the... different types of art that we get, we just always appreciate the diversity of genres that are submitted, be it art, or we have everything from prose to a lot of poetry this year to memoir. We really enjoy seeing those different types.
Yeah, like these photos are just incredible in their true digital form. And, just like the details in a painting, some of the details in the photos just don't print quite as well as one might, hope in the kind of printing of the book that we can afford. Let's put it that way. We do the best we can with the money we have available, and we got a lot of images in there, and I do think they complement and enhance all the written pieces too. But I just love seeing them this way because I really feel like you guys are getting a really nice view of them.
As we're flipping through, Alice, so if people ordered a book, how should they claim it?
Well, they've already claimed them if they've already ordered them. with the exception, I think, of Mike, who's going to be picking his up sometime in March. He couldn't get to pick it up before that. But the ones that were shipped have been shipped. And as far as I know, most of them were delivered yesterday or today. Today was the day they were supposed to be delivered, but some people got theirs yesterday. And all the pickups are done, except for, like I said, Mike, who's coming, our friend Mike, who will be coming in March. So, I hope everybody who has one in hand is happy. I probably should have had prepared the link for anybody who wants to purchase more. I will find that somewhere and stick it in the chat at some point. Maybe I'll wait till it's the Q&A part to do that because I'm a little distracted right now with all these beautiful images and all these wonderful faces.
Absolutely. And while we're on the subject of ordering things, I just saw my mom and dad enter, "Don't order when I have yours."
Yeah. Well, you can always go to our website and there's a link on the website to the ordering, either on Amazon or directly from the printer. We print with Lulu. And just so you guys know, no pressure, but we get more profit if you buy from Lulu than Amazon. Amazon, takes a lot of the profit. So if you want to help out the organization and you don't mind, ordering direct from our printer, this is one I really wanted to say. You can really see the colors in Jerry's painting so much better in this digital image than the print version of this painting. Isn't that just beautiful? I love that. I love that blue down towards the bottom that's in the foreground.
Yeah, it's actually really pop too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And thank you to our sponsors.
Yes, one of our most favorite sponsors is Emily Wasanga of Love's Hangover Creations. She has helped us out with fundraising every year. Emily does so many things through her own nonprofit organization, the Empowerment Initiative. She works with a lot of African artisans and talents of all kinds and supports them. And she continuously raises money for us and donates a little percentage of what she's doing to our organization, which really helps us with the Polk Street Review publication project. So yay, Emily. That's Emily. That's Emily's.
Thank you, Emily.
And Sophie Dole is Sharpest Tool Technology Services. She's a wonderful supporter too. She can't be with us here tonight because she recently had oral surgery. But so shout out to Sophie. We love you and we hope you're doing better and recovering happily. But Sharpest Tool Technology Services, if you ever need any help with your tech, she's a good person to get a hold of.
Wonderful. That ends the images portion. Thank you so much, sponsors. Thank you so much, visual artists. Let me just stop my screen share here. And let's do an introduction. So we are in which year now, Alice?
I don't know. We took over publication in 2017. So 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Six years. Yeah, this is our sixth book that we took over the publication of this great anthology.
Right. So this was an anthology that was in existence, centered in Noblesville. Both Alice and I started as submitters to it. Mm-hmm. And then over time, the opportunity came for us to take it over as editors. And I am very much the secondary editor. Most of the hailing goes to Alice, who does the layout, who did our cover, who gets everything connected so that people can find it online. So all hail Alice. But we greatly enjoy working together on the editing portion. And we also could not do any of this without you contributors who are here tonight, and then also some who could not join us tonight, but who have submitted. We have expanded from having a required Noblesville connection or the pieces being about Noblesville. We get pieces now which are international, such as from Africa, for example. So that's been neat since the advent of moving more online for some of our presence for community education arts, to be able to really bring in a really, truly global feel, which, by the way, you will see some global submissions, meaning that it either has a reference to something international or is from an international contributor, denoted by a little tiny globe when you open your book and look toward the title.
Yeah, that's, and I want to say something about that effort to kind of go global, as it were. I think when we first took over publishing the Pulkster Review, that was one of our goals, was to expand, you know, not to negate the Noblesville, the celebrating Noblesville aspect of it, but to expand outward. And, you know, at the same time, that brings the global inward to us. So it's a give and take that we've really enjoyed. And so, you know, please feel free to share the website and everything to any of your friends who are all over the world, because the more people we know, the better people we are. Oh, that sounded very pithy. That's kind of the spirit of you know, what our goals are for our organization and for this project too. So, yeah.
We also have, for the last several years, had a different theme each year. And this year's theme was the gift of an hour. It wasn't required for every single submission, but many folks did choose to follow that. So we invite you to interpret the theme as you listen tonight, because you might find some pieces that match that.
Yeah, and hopefully we can also talk about that in our informal Q&A at the end, when we're all unmuted and we're just chit-chatting about everything about the project and the book and the presentations and how wonderful we all are. And so that'll hopefully come up too in some of it, because some of the pieces in the presentations tonight, I mean, the gift of an hour theme is so clearly in them, and you know, so focused and perfect. And then some of the pieces in the book have nothing to do with the gift of an hour, but somehow it all works together. And so that's kind of what we love about our themes, is it doesn't really matter if you actually submit to the theme or not. The pieces we get seem to somehow all work with our themes. So it's a pretty good, we really love putting this together, don't we? The more I think
Absolutely.
About it. Okay.
Absolutely. If there's nothing else by way of introduction, Alice, shall we launch into our next section?
I think it would be wonderful if we could launch into our next section.
Great.
Yep. Are you launching?
I believe that we are now presenting the awards.
Yes. So this is so exciting. Yeah. Go ahead, Sarah.
Would you like to present our artwork images award?
I would. And as I said, you know, we were kind of, all you guys were joining in. I kind of said this already, but I want to say it again. I want to say that the images that we received are incredible. The print process doesn't allow the best view of some of these pieces, the small details in a painting or the delicate details in a photograph might not be as visible in the printed version of that piece. But believe me when I tell you that all of the pieces we got were just incredible. It was really hard to select awards this year, and we really struggled with it. But I'm very, very pleased and excited to announce our artwork images. In third place, Anima's Dream by Christine Staley. And Sarah E is going to show us that piece. Christine, I know you're here. Congratulations so much. We love this piece. Again, this is just so intricate and so detailed. It's quite amazing. Okay, are we ready to go on to second place?
I
Second.
will be in just a moment.
All right, okay.
Go
And
ahead.
again, I hope you guys understand we want to get through the awards and the presentations and then get to our informal chat where you guys can congratulate each other and we can talk about the awards and the pieces. Second place goes to Winter on the Mountains by Jerry Dreesen. And again, this one in particular did not print well, but boy, it's a really cool piece. It's really neat. So, and then first place, A Gift of Parental Love by Christine Staley. So Christine won two of our awards in the image category, and we just love this piece. And Christine, I guarantee you in the Q&A, we are going to ask you to tell us some details about this piece because the way you tied everything together with the theme is just beautiful. And we want you to share that little story with everybody. So congratulations to all the award winners in the image categories.
Congratulations.
Category, sorry, I pluralized that. Okay.
On to our pros section. We had two honorable mentions. One of them goes to Gail Milan for Oak Strength.
Yay, Gail!
And then from Leah Leach, An Hour Drive with My Brother.
Yay, Leah.
From George W. Wolfe, Retirement.
That was a good one. Yay, George.
From Kitty O'Doherty for Holly Middleton.
Second place. Way to go, Miss Kitty.
And in first place from Patrick Kalahar, The Fateful Hour.
Great job, Patrick. Awesome. Okay, so now I'm supposed to, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to do the poetry and lyric category. Now we call this our poetry and lyric category because sometimes we get song lyrics, which I consider poetry, always have my whole life. So we have a category that's for poetry and lyrics. Honorable mention goes to David Allen for An Extra Hour. Our second honorable mention, well, I shouldn't say second because there's no first and second in honorable mention. We just happen to have two. Goes to Deborah Peterson for the poem This Hour. Deborah can't be with us tonight because she's busy with her daughter's wedding, and we totally understand that. So, third place was submitted by Z Rose, and it's called Untitled 2, because it's just an untitled poem, but it was wonderful. You'll find it in the book. Second place, Jenny Kalahar's wonderful poem, Stay at Home Sheep, which we just loved. And first place, also titled Untitled 2, was submitted by B. Monet, and it's just a wonderful short little poem. So, congratulations to all our poetry song lyric winners.
Huzzah!
Huzzah!
Excellently done. And we had more entries in the poetry lyric category than any
Oh
other
my gosh, yeah,
category.
it was so hard to pick. It was so hard to pick awards for that. Sarah E, can you lead off about our special awards, please?
Yes. So our special awards, we give those when we feel that either a submitter or a piece has somehow resonated something that takes us out of the normal categories that we have for our awards. And so we have selected two winners this year for very different reasons. First goes to A Gift of an Hour with Grandkids, a collection of Senryu and Haiku by Mike Nierstig. Mike gave us a mini collection of 10 poems. They were delightful. They captured the joys of the everyday reality of a particular time in one's life, time with grandchildren. The 10 poems are each beautifully written in Senryu and haiku forms. And yes, you can read each little as a delightful little nugget in and of its own, but they also go very well as a set, as a collection. So, huzzah to Mike.
Congratulations, Mike.
And then our second special award goes to Nadaba Sabanda, who is an international writer who has supported us for several years. They are an international writer. They bring new political and social perspectives to CEA Arts and the Polk Street Review by submitting new styles, a variety of genres. Nadava's continued support for several years through multiple entries has broadened the Polk Street Review's borders and has been instrumental in creating our global community.
Yeah, we know you guys are going to love all the things that Ndaba has submitted this year. He just got some great pieces. Yay! Congratulations to our special award winners this year. You guys went above and beyond.
And then we do also do an award of merit, which you could consider the best in book, although it's really hard to pick one best in book each year. But we did select a special one this year to receive that award. And this year that goes to George W. Wolfe for his poem, Verses Reverses Number 13. So this poem is in palindrome, and I have written palindrome poems, and it is a difficult one, and this is a beautiful example. And so that means, and the second stanza is the first stanza with the words written in reverse order. It's a very difficult form, and George's poem is an excellent example of that. We also love that within this challenging form, George manages to include elements of spirituality, the cosmos, climate change, and an elk.
That's right, and an elk. Oh, that's funny. Okay, I want to put this in the chat. Can everybody see that? That is the schedule of presentations that we're going to go through. So I just wanted to make sure that was in the chat before I lost my mind and my place, what we were doing. That way, if you can see as the presentations go along, if you're next, you can unmute towards the end of the presentation ahead of you, and then you'll be ready, and we'll just move right along. Congratulations to all our winners, and honestly, I have to reiterate, it is so hard to even give awards every year, because I get so familiar with all the pieces because of the layout and the formatting that I do. Excuse me, I'm getting a little emotional. And I honestly can say that every piece in the book speaks to my heart and my soul in some way. And so selecting awards is tough. We try to be, you know, tough about it. But honestly, you guys all deserve all the credit for making this book what it is.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.